This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on the program. Big news tomorrow about the Super Bowl. I'll give you all the information on the newsletter. Super Bowl news tomorrow. It's big. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Caitlin Clark, tonight in action, the Hawkeyes against the Boilermakers. Two of the hottest teams of the Big Ten face off tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Peacock. Our stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Recapping hour one, we spent some time with the former Cowboys head coach, Jason Garrett, and he will be in Kansas City. That game will be streaming exclusively on Peacock. It'll be the Dolphins and the Chiefs, and that'll be Saturday night, and they are calling for some frigid temperatures there. Tennessee fires Mike Vrabel, and three playoff appearances in 6 years there. Feels like he won't be out of work for a while. And that's one of those firings where maybe teams who might not be ready to move on from their coach might be ready to move on from their coach. All quiet on the Chicago Bears front and the New England Patriots. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network will join us coming up here in a little bit. TJ Watt out for the Buffalo Bills game. All right, poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
We have one from earlier this morning that Paul threw out. Who feels older? Which is interesting.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if these are individual options or individual polls, but who feels older, Joe Flacco or Tom Brady?
Joe Flacco.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, Paul.
It's an 8-year age difference.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. I think it's 9 years younger.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild, though?
Yeah. But Joe Flacco wasn't doing anything for a long time. He was sitting on the couch. Brady was ready to go in and play for somebody as late as last May. All right, what else do you have, Steve?
The other one on here is Bill Belichick or Pete Carroll.
Oh, definitely Bill Belichick seems older.
He does.
But he's younger than Pete.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. That's funny, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
No, that's it for those two, although we can continue populating that if you want. Here's another one. Most fixed situation. Again, I'm not 100% positive. Paul, maybe you could run through this one.
Okay.
So these are quarterback situations that were really bad or wonky or problematic for their franchises, and they seem to have been fixed for whatever reason. 49ers, their situation was Trey Lance. They traded way up for him, and they didn't work out, and he's gone. Now they have Brock Purdy, not making any money. Here's another fixed situation. The Packers, a lot of people didn't want them to get rid of Aaron Rodgers when they did. A lot of people questioned the Jordan Love draft pick. Jordan Love had 32 touchdown passes. The Texans, Deshaun Watson to C.J. Stroud. And then the snarky one is the Cardinals. The situation was Kyler Murray, and it appears they're sticking with it, so Kyler Murray. The most fixed situation.
So these aren't questions. This is just statements?
Yeah.
Well, then I would say yes. They were all fixed.
Right. Well, which one it went from like, oh my gosh, this is a bad situation to...
Oh, it has to be the Niners. You went all in on Trey Lance, went up to get him, and then people don't even talk about that anymore. You got Brock Purdy. I mean, the Texans had the second pick in the draft. So Bryce Young going into Houston, I did think Bryce Young would have had a better year in Houston than he did in Carolina. Jordan Love, I signed off on him, and I thought that that's why the Packers wanted to move on from Aaron Rodgers a year early. So I was not surprised I had them making the playoffs. But I would say, given what San Francisco gave up to get Trey Lance, the fact he's not even on the roster anymore, and you found Brock Purdy at the end of the draft, that would be the one of the biggest fixes in NFL history. Luke in Charlotte. Hi, Luke. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Luke.
I just wanted to see what you thought about a player comparison.
Okay.
I liked who said it on your show yesterday or the other day. I forget who it was. That Bo Nix has gotten smarter, that he still has the arm talent, but now he's smart enough to make the right decision.
Yeah.
So what do you think about a Bo Nix-Brock Purdy comparison?
No, because Bo Nix is a bigger athletic guy. I mean, Brock Purdy's a good quarterback, was a good quarterback in college. Bo Nix was supposed to be great. And I think he tried to do too much at Auburn. Then he goes to Oregon and didn't try to do as much as he tried to do in Auburn. And I think that was Andy Staples, the college football writer, insider, who joined us and talked about that. So Bo Nix, it took a while because this is what his fourth or fifth year in college. But he didn't do or try to do too much. So I wouldn't see a comp with Brock Purdy. Let's see. Lucas in Texas. Hi, Luke. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a question for you, but first, you were talking about the Chargers back in 82, and I'd still say the craziest stat of how cold that game was the difference in air temperature from one week to the next was 147 degrees. It's insane.
Yeah, because they played in Miami the previous week.
Yeah, and so it was almost 90 degrees that day, and then a week later it was 59 below. Just incredible. But my question is, I've got a request to Mulligan. I called in on Monday, said my best of the weekend was my Texans winning, and after some deep reflection and probably some admonishment from family, I probably should have said it was my sister getting engaged, so happy for her. But, you know, it made me think. You know, I know that this show loves love, and so I don't really know who's got the best proposal story of any of you paramours out there. I'm sure Marvin has a great one, right?
I don't know if we're paramours, but I would say the Texans making the playoffs is your best of the weekend. Not your sister getting, you know, engaged. Who cares? You know, just show up for the wedding, Luke. That's, you know, but it's her proposal, her engagement, not yours.
Yeah, but I mean, I just had to play the family.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, fair enough. All right, wink, wink, Luke. I understand. Yes, boy, that's wonderful that your sister got engaged. Yeah, I don't think we've talked about our engagements here.
We're so happy for you.
Yeah, we are. We love love. Mark in Nebraska. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thank you for having me on the show. Really appreciate it. So I'm actually a student at the University of Nebraska, and I got to witness the Nebraska Cornhuskers derailing the Purdue Boilermakers, so I guess that's my best of the week. And also, my dad went to school at Iowa State, so great day to be a college basketball fan. And also, I was just asking for some advice here. So I'm currently going to school for PGA Golf Management, but I also have my associate's degree in broadcasting. So kind of my dream job is to be a golf analyst, and I was just kind of asking some advice for it.
Well, I think being an analyst is really difficult because you have to play the sport at a pretty high level. That's your transition. I mean, even Kevin Kisner, who's now doing some work filling in at NBC, he's still on tour. And I'll go back to when Phil Mickelson, when he was still on the PGA Tour, he was going to have a limited schedule from what I was told. But he wanted to still be able, he wanted to be the analyst. He was going to take over for Nick Faldo, I was told. But he still wanted to play in events. And I think that they wanted him to be full-time if he was going to do this as an analyst. So I think being a really good player, an accomplished player, that is pretty much your entry point in wanting to be an analyst there. Being a broadcaster is different. Being, you know, Dan Hicks, Terry Gannon, well, Jim Nantz played the sport. You know, he played at the University of Houston, but didn't play professionally. But still, you know, you can be a broadcaster. I don't know how good Dan Hicks is, Steve Sands, how good they are at golf. But I think you just have to have an understanding of the sport and the people who are playing it. But an analyst, that's different, because that's not easy to make that jump in there and somebody's going to go, like Gary Koch, who worked at NBC. People probably don't realize, you know, Gary was a successful PGA player, just didn't win major. You know, he wasn't a big time, you know, golfer as far as winning majors. But having that, you know, where you're around the sport, you know the sport, you know the golf courses, you know the players, you got to be an analyst. Michael in Indiana. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, I'm the Ball State guy you always pick on.
Oh, that because you thought that I was another Dan.
No, and I think I actually saw you play. Were you playing for Eastern or Dayton when you played in Muncie?
I still haven't played in Muncie, Indiana.
Really?
Haven't we been through this before? It's Dan Dockich at Indiana.
Oh, yeah, he was the better player.
Yes, he was.
Hey, thank Dan, you, Michael. I love your show.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. I don't know if Michael's in on
the... He didn't just call the wrong show again, did he?
Well, no, he thinks that I'm somebody different. I think he thinks that I actually played against Ball State.
Oh, he thought Dan Patrick was actually Dan Dockich.
Yes, yes. And Dockich was a really good player.
And it took the second call to figure that out.
Yes, I thought the first time around when I told him, You're mistaking me for Dan Dockich, who played for Bob Knight. And he goes, oh. Apparently I didn't get through to him. Tried to get through to him.
What, dude?
I love it. You can't make that up.
Ball State.
Yeah.
Rocky in Texas. Hi, Rocky. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Hey, Danettes. How you guys doing?
Great, Rock.
Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I want to set the record straight on a couple of things. The first thing is the shorts.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan not responsible for the over baggy shorts. He had the loose shorts, but not the over baggy. We're going to have to give that to the N1 crew.
Oh.
And as far as the black shoes,
yeah.
Larry Bird had the black Converse weapons. All black with just a little white. I had them in the seventh grade.
So we're giving Larry Bird credit for wearing the all-black shoes. Okay. Marvin, are you okay with that, given Larry? You know, he made a statement with the black shoes with the Celtics.
Sure, I guess, yeah.
Okay. I never thought of Larry Bird as sort of a fashionista, a trendsetter there, that he's going rogue. Everybody, okay, the Celtics used to wear black low-top Converse back in the Bill Russell days. They were black shoes. So I don't, Larry didn't usher that in. I think the black socks we're talking about, that's your Fab Five. And maybe the baggy shorts. And One? Did And One do it before anybody, Marv?
I mean, they did it like overly baggy.
Like stupid baggy.
Yes,
like,
yes.
And Fab Five was like, wow, those are pretty big shorts. Then there was an era of, this is ridiculous. I think And One was definitely ridiculous.
It was like Rafer Alston?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And all those guys?
The Professor?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like the shorts, like, wait, they're down to your calves. You know what? I'm going to try to get the BRGs. We're going to try to do a look in on this because we have to decipher all this.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe you can get them and we'll have the video evidence here. Yes. Yes, Paul.
About 2 years before Michael Jordan's shoes came out, Larry Bird and Magic Johnson had Converse weapons. And Larry Bird's Converse weapons were about 80% black and then had a lot of white trim, which means the NBA allowed them. Michael Jordan, when he did the black and red shoes his rookie year, he was fined by the NBA, and that's how they got a lot of publicity. But Larry Bird's shoes were almost all black.
But they wouldn't. They didn't want to let Mike wear the red and black.
It was against league rules to have no white in your shoes. Yes. And they actually fined Nike, like the movie said.
Yeah.
Did Michael wear all black shoes?
No, never. Not his rookie year. The first shoes, the first couple shoes were black and red.
Yeah.
And then white, black, and red.
Okay. Larry Bird, trendsetter.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
I always thought Bird was about 30% white, so that makes sense.
I don't think that's a stat of the day, is it?
It's not. I'm going to check my stats.
Yeah, with Larry Bird, trendsetter.
23andMe.
Yeah.
Or 33andMe.
Oh, okay.
33andMe.
Went with the number. I'm going to give you a bloop on that one. Nice.
I thought those shoes were green, the Larry Birds, like a dark, dark green, but they were black.
I don't know.
Huh.
Felt like they were. It always felt like if you wore those shoes, you ran even slower. It just felt like the Celtics were slower. Although, if you look back on those Celtics teams, they ran fast. They ran. And you wouldn't think that Bird, McHale, and Parrish, they would run, but they would. They'd get out on the break there. But Magic had the white with the purple and gold with the Laker colors there. Still, Converse were always heavy. The weapons were heavy. The Converse, the Chuck Taylors, those were good. It was just you make sure your ankles were taped up wearing those things. And then I go back, Bill Russell wore low top Converse. And he was jumping all the time, and I don't know if he ever rolled his ankle. I'm always amazed. You go back and you watch how they played the game, and I don't remember guys rolling their ankles with shoes that had no support whatsoever. And a lot of them were wearing low-cut shoes, not high tops. Yes, Marv?
And you're playing on that crappy floor at the Boston Garden.
Yeah. There was a piece of the parquet that they would put a roll of quarters in between one piece of the parquet and another piece of the parquet. And I didn't believe it until somebody in the Boston Garden said, there's a gap between these two pieces of parquet. Also, there were dead spots there. And the Celtics knew the dead spots, and sometimes if you were there, they would double-team you because your dribble wouldn't be as crisp. But there were dead spots on that floor. It looked beautiful. It's one of those, from afar, it looked beautiful. And then you get in there and you go, that ruined it for me. Be careful what you ask for. All righty. Sean Payton says that no decision's been made on Russell Wilson Jr. III's future. Okay. Rob Gronkowski says Bill Belichick wants to stay with the Patriots. We'll hear from both Sean Payton, Rob Gronkowski. But coming up next, Ian Rappaport of NFL Network Insider fame will join us. Where does he think Mike Vrabel is headed? And why was he fired? Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We'll check in with Ian Rappaport of NFL Network and get his thoughts on some of the coaching moves that have already taken place. Mike Vrabel being fired, how does that shake things up? He'll join us coming up. Sean Payton has a decision to make on Russell Wilson and his future, and he had this to say at his press conference yesterday.
There's so many things that go into a decision specific to the quarterback, which is significant, obviously. So it's too early at all. I spent half an hour with Russ yesterday, you know, and I told him, I said, look, you know, I don't think it's going to be a long, drawn-out process, but it hasn't been decided relative to what our plans are.
Okay, judging from that response, it feels like Russell Wilson will be elsewhere next year. But I wonder if Sean Payton truly wants Russell Wilson back. Let's take money out of this. Does he want him back? And I don't know if that's an affirmative, because it feels like, I don't know, just the sideline treatment of Russell Wilson. It's like, hey, I didn't want you, but I got you. They paid me a ton of money, and I probably wanted the Chargers job. So let's see if you can do something great again like you did in Seattle. But with that contract, I can't imagine that Sean Payton's going to go. Now, if you're Russell Wilson, do you call their bluff and say, let's restructure my deal? You're still going to get paid, but I would call their bluff. I get it. You know, it's your feelings are going to be hurt. They're probably hurt. But if I'm Russ and I want to stay, you bought this mansion out there in Colorado. Your family's settling there, just had another baby. Do you just say, all right, let's restructure this? I think even if he says they'll restructure, I don't know if they'll entertain that. But that's Sean Payton on Russell Wilson. Also, we'll hear from Rod Gronkowski, who says that he thinks Bill Belichick wants to stay with the Patriots. Well, it sounded like that when Belichick said, look, I'll relinquish some of my power here. So this doesn't feel like it's going to be a mutual parting there. It'll be, they'll make it a mutual parting. This guy would know better than me. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, National Insider. By the way, Dolphins Chiefs Saturday at 8 Eastern exclusively on Peacock. Ian, let me start with the Patriots. What do you think this comes down to for Robert Kraft and or Bill Belichick?
I mean, I would say the simplest way to say it is, I think it came down comes down to what's the best for the organization, right? Because we're all, I think this thing has kind of gone a couple different ways. I think mid-season, probably after Germany, people were kind of like, yeah, you know, I guess Bill will probably be out. And it's like, okay, and yeah, maybe. And then you watch his team really, really close, and they are not that talented. I mean, they're really not. They are not like one of the bottom rosters in the NFL. They played really hard. They played really tough. They lost a lot of football games, and they looked like a team that continued to play for their head coach. What that means, I do not know. And I think Belichick kind of made it clear in his postseason presser, like, he is not quitting. Like, he wants to be back. He is under contract. If he is going to be gone, they are going to have to fire him. I was told that Robert Kraft does not want to fire him. So I don't know if these two men will get together and say, here's the best path forward. I also say this, if Belichick is going to leave, let's say not get fired, but let's say it's at some point they get to a mutual parting, I believe it will be with a place where he knows that he is wanted. So I know everyone wants a quick solution. And as someone who spends a lot of time covering these things, I also would like a quick solution. I don't know that it's going to be quick at all because there's so many moving parts. And, like, you know, the Titans took 2 days to deal with Mike Vrabel's situation, and he had been there 6 years. Belichick has been there for two decades. This might take a minute.
But how surprising is the Vrabel firing, and what does that mean for the coaching searches for teams after hearing that news yesterday?
Yeah, I would say pretty significant. And I wasn't totally surprised. You know, you could sort of sense, and my good buddy Tom Pelissero did an article on this kind of right at the end of the season, something was not right. I mean, all the rumors came out. You know, he's sitting next to the Krafts in a box. He's there for the Patriots Hall of Fame induction. And then and all these rumors come out, and then he comes back, and like no one addresses anything. And I think inside the building, I'm not talking about general manager Rand Carthon. I thought the relationship was fine, like good, fine, workable, fine. He never, from my understanding, Vrabel never stepped to the owner and was like, "Hey, these rumors are ridiculous. Like, I want to be here." Just kind of everyone just kind of went on. And I'm not sure that Amy Adams Strunk forgot that. You know what I mean? So like, I think when there was an option of like, maybe we should make a move. Here's how we want things. Would you agree with this? And he was like, I'm not so sure. I think then it became clear, like, we need someone who was all in going forward. And like, it's time for a new coach. And obviously you say, well, what does this mean for New England? I think what it means is if the Patriots move on from Belichick, there is a really, really good coach, a proven good head coach who's a viable option.
Jim Harbaugh's options. How many options do you think he has in the NFL?
I know he has some interest. I also know in the last 2 years, he's had interest as well. Vikings, Broncos. You know, I think had he come in and said that he was definitely taking the Broncos job, I think he would have had a good shot at it last year. Ultimately, he did not. You know, lightning has to strike for a coach to get offered a job. It has to be literally perfect. So I can't say right now, I know for sure that Harbaugh has a spot. I know there is interest. I know when he has gone in the past into these interviews, he hasn't really viewed them as interviews. It's more been like, I am Jim Harbaugh. I would like to see the offer now. Like, it's sort of like that. And maybe he's earned that, you know? But I would say at least there's interest. I don't know if there's going to be an offer. And I know there's an offer on the table for Michigan to stay that he would be more than fine with.
Chicago going to stay with Matt Eberflus?
So right as we were going on, the reason I was a little late getting to my Zoom, sources have said that the Bears have fired offensive coordinator Luke Getsy and Andrew Janoco, their quarterback's coach. That is obviously a very significant move for the Chicago Bears. And you look at the development of the quarterback, you look at, are they going to have a new quarterback or not? Like, there's a lot there. That is a very significant move for the Bears. That also, if you're going to fire the offensive coordinator, generally it's the head coach making the call. Generally, that means the head coach is safe. I had received indications that the head coach was safe before the end of the season. Those have not been firmed up, and no one has said, like, yes, he is definitely staying. But you make a significant offensive move, generally that indicates the coach is probably sticking.
All right, so the Bears have fired their offensive coordinator and their quarterback's coach.
And their quarterback's coach.
Okay. which leads you to believe they will do what with the number one overall pick, given that information?
I don't know. I wish I knew. I would like to know the evaluations of Drake May. I'd like to know the evaluations of Caleb Williams. I'd like to know the evaluations of, you know, whoever else would figure into that spot. And I think that's really what this is. It's not, did Justin Fields do well enough to stick around? Like, he did very well. By the end of the year, Justin Fields looked really good. That's actually not sort of what makes the decision. What makes the decision is, I have these evaluations of these quarterbacks who are coming out of the draft. How do I compare that with what I've seen from Justin Fields on an NFL field, plus the contract that Justin Fields would be getting, plus, you know, compare that to the cheaper contract a rookie would be getting, plus the compensation you'd be getting when you trade Fields. It's all a mathematical equation, essentially. But the unknown is, how good is Caleb Williams? Like, some people think he's Mahomes. Very possible. Some people think he is not. It's also possible. It's the biggest decision that Ryan Poles will ever make, and I don't think they're there yet.
He's Ian Rappaport, NFL Network National Insider. The insiders at 1 Eastern on Monday through Friday on NFL Network. Also, Dolphins-Chiefs, that'll be Saturday night on Peacock exclusively, where weather is going to be an issue. Could you rank the openings right now? If we went with Carolina and the Chargers in Washington, Vegas, Atlanta, you have one place where you go, that's the ideal place, that's where I'd start, and ownership and all of that and salary cap stuff.
You know, it's so hard. I think there are such, they're not always good ones, because a lot of times if a team is terrible, it's not a good opening. I would say if, I think the Chargers is really good because you have the quarterback. And like, you get there. And now with that comes expectations. You're going to get to the Chargers job with a really star-studded roster. You know, you're going to get there and you're going to say, you really need to win, right? I would say the Falcons have everything but a quarterback. So if you're confident you can get a quarterback, that's a really good job. Panthers would certainly, you know, Panthers would certainly take some time. That's a good job if you believe in the quarterback, I would say.
What about the owner?
To me, and this is just me, I don't really see an issue there, right? Like, to me, he is an owner who wants to win very badly, very, very badly, intensely badly. Now, that's separate from the thing that happened in the Jaguars game, throwing a drink. That was bad. That was bad. But I'm just saying, as an owner, you know, did he make a rash decision with Frank Reich? Like, I don't know. It was not working. It was real ugly. It was not working. So I don't, to me, like, you have an owner who's intensely committed to winning. That is okay, even if sometimes it makes people uncomfortable.
I like the Washington job because you got the second pick in the draft. That's a great fan base. You can go in and you got new ownership backing you. What do you think of Washington?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely like the Washington job. It might take a minute, you know. I certainly think it might take a minute. You need a quarterback. I think you're probably going to get one with the number two pick. It's a harder build. But, and, you know, then there's the other, like, there's going to be the stadium things that are going on. There's the business side that needs to be fixed. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
But it seems to be that the new ownership group really gets it and has proven they get it. You know what I mean? And so I would say that's a really good job. It would just take a little longer to be a really good job.
What is the earliest time frame that a coach can be hired?
In-person interviews for those who are currently employed can't begin until the 22nd. So if it's Jim Harbaugh and you complete the DEI requirements, he could be hired sooner. That kind of gives him a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah.
But, like, these are all going to be a while. Now, Antonio Pierce could be hired a little quicker. You know, they could do two interviews with people of color who are not currently employed and then just hire Antonio Pierce. So I think Harbaugh or Pierce could happen quicker. Everything else is going to be, like, you know, around championship weekend or after, or God, like after all that, you know?
But Antonio Pierce, the Raiders still have to abide by the Rooney Rule?
Yes, two coaches at least of color who are not currently employed in the building by the Raiders, yes.
Ian,
you cannot just promote him.
Ian, thank you. Good luck this weekend, and we appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, man. Enjoyed it. Take care.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network Insider. Once again, you can watch the game exclusively on Peacock, our home. That'll be Saturday night. It's the Kansas City Chiefs, Miami Dolphins. Rob Gronkowski, the soon-to-be Hall of Fame tight end for the Patriots, had this to say on the Today Show about Bill Belichick.
Well, I know that Coach Belichick definitely wants to stay with the New England Patriots. He's a Patriot for life. He's a six-time Super Bowl champion. He's like grandfather clause in. I would say it's all up to Mr. Kraft on what direction he wants to go with the New England Patriots. And in the end, when it really comes down to it, I think he's going to keep Coach Bill Belichick as the head coach for at least another year.
Okay, that's Gronk. Well, Belichick is under contract. That was the Today Show that Gronk was on.
Gronk's on the Today Show?
I guess.
Really? He's going to stay? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I didn't think Gronk would say, oh, they're going to fire him or he's out of there. But looking at these Vegas odds, you know, the second best odds for Belichick are to stay in New England. Yes.
He was delivering that like it was like a second grader reading their science project.
Wow. Let me hear a little bit more of Gronk there.
Well, I know that Coach Belichick definitely wants to stay with the New England Patriots. He's a Patriot for life. He's a six-time Super Bowl champion. He's like grandfather clause in. I would say it's all up to Mr. Kraft on what direction he wants to go.
All right. So he's in front of the class there, and he's reading his report. I think it's up to Mr. Kraft, and I think that he's going to stay there.
Tectonic plates are gigantic pieces of the Earth's crust with the mantle. And then it's volcanoes are...
Yes, Paul.
The Grand Canyon is grand, hence Grand Canyon. Well, let me tell you something. If they make... You know, they made... if they make Gronk the co-host of the Today Show, I'm tuning in. Can you imagine?
Oh, that's not going to happen.
We're making a summer salad today with Paul Rudd.
The Taj Mahal doesn't have halls.
Uh-huh.
It's a Taj Mah. There's no halls. Yes, Todd.
I used paper mache and two double D batteries. That's a great call by Steve.
Thank.
Just like a kid.
Thank.
The crust, the plates grind together. That's how we get earthquakes.
Busted.
My family vacation, we went to Disney World.
Well, that's Andrew Luck that you kind of morphed into. Yeah. It's a little bit different than Gronk. Busted. No, I'm talking about your serve. Oh, okay. AARP or whatever. What's he do? The Air Force? USAA. Oh, he's priceless. All right, let me take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Rich Eisen is going to join us at the top of the hour. And I have a question for you that has to do with Jim Nance and where he lives. Have that for you coming up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
The LA Lakers shot 23 free throws in the fourth quarter of their win over the Raptors last night. Lakers had 23 free throws in the fourth quarter. Toronto had just two. That's the largest fourth quarter free throw differential this year and third largest in the last five seasons. Now, the head coach of the Raptors, his name is Darko Rajakovic, had this to say about the referees after the loss to the Lakers.
What happened tonight, this is completely BS. This is shame. Shame for the referees, shame for the league to allow this. 23 free throws for them, and we get two free throws in the fourth quarter. Like, how to play the game. I understand respect for all stars and all of that, but we have star players on our team as well. How's possible that Scotty Barnes, who is all-star caliber player in this league, he goes every single time to the rim with force and trying to get to the rim without flopping and not trying to get foul calls. He gets two free throws for the whole game. How's that possible? How are you going to explain that to me? They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win. But that was not fair tonight. And this is not happening first time for us. Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star. He's going to be the face of this league. And what's happening over here during whole season, I've been holding you back. It's a complete crap.
All right. First of all, if you didn't know who the head coach of the Toronto Raptors was, you're not alone. Darko Rajakovic. Marvin thought it was Dwayne Casey was still up there.
I sure did.
Yeah, that's
I was like, oh, who's this?
Nick Nurse is not there either. Hmm. He does have a point, but the NFL or the NBA is going to go, yeah, you got some interesting bullet points there, but it's going to cost you $25,000.
Ooh, I was going to say $100,000.
$100,000.
Did you hear that minute-long rant?
Okay.
They said, yep.
Yes, Todd.
When he said, basically, if it's predetermined that you want the Lakers to win, let us know and we will show up to play.
Yeah, good call there. All right, so over under $99,000 for those comments. I'm going under. I think they're going to be a little more lenient to Darko. Yeah, Pauline.
I'm going to go under. I'm going to say $20,000 only because he's right, first of all, and I don't think the NBA wants to exacerbate the topic with a big five.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Let's see. We've been to Pebble Beach a couple of times, took the show out there, had a wonderful time, had breakfast, Jim Nance's house. It's beautiful out there. It's lovely. And we saw where there's a home for sale at Pebble Beach, and it's $39 million. So if we come up with the money, we found out that about five houses down, Jim Nance. Hello, friends. So let's play the game. The celebrity you would like to live next to and the celebrity you don't want to live next to. Let's go positive here. Ton, the celebrity you would like to live to next to is?
Chris Rock. He'll always make me laugh. I hope to see him when I'm going to check my mail, and he'll always have a big smile and have something creative to say and interesting observations, and I like to laugh, and I admire comedians.
How long until Chris Rock decides to move away from you, though?
I'd say within the hour.
Okay. Yeah, because it would be one of those, you know, comedians aren't always funny, Todd. Just want to let you know.
Yeah, but they're clever.
No. They're not always funny. They can get a little dark on you. All right, Seton. Celebrity you want to live next to is?
I might live next door to Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
I think he could be a lot of fun.
I think there's always going to be a good vibe going on there.
There's going to be a good vibe. He seems like a generally positive person. He's always got a lot going on. Just, yeah, good vibe guy.
All right. Marvin, who do you want to live next to?
This may be cheating because we kind of know him. I'm going to go Will Ferrell.
All right.
I don't have to guess whether he's a good guy or not.
Yeah, we know that. Paulie?
A lot of thought here. I was going to go Paul Rudd. I went off the board. I went George Clooney, like a big bro type. Guy's almost like semi-retired. He's probably got a basketball hoop. He's kind of a prankster. Maybe we could team up and prank
people.
But
I think he lives in London. Are you okay with living in London?
Actually, I'd prefer that. That actually would be a bonus.
Oh, you do?
I would live in London, sure. Yeah, George Clooney.
Okay, George Clooney. I would do Adam Sandler. I'd go Sandman. Now, he wouldn't have any beer. He doesn't drink. But, you know, it feels like there would be a fun vibe there with Sandman. Or Will Ferrell. Either one. I think that I could do pretty well there. Be comfortable. Now, the celebrity you don't want to live next to. Todd, I'll start with you.
I think maybe Alec Baldwin, who kind of rubs me the wrong way. A little smug, and he's got issues.
Yes. Well, Seton O'Connor.
Least want to. Matthew McConaughey. The guy is too much of a stud. He's like constant, like emeritus people's sexiest man. It would eventually drive me crazy, or I'd be like, babe, really? Can we just...
Your wife,
I get it. He's hot. I get it. All right. But like, what? I'm not even doing anything. What? I'm not even looking. What?
He would have his shirt off outside.
Yeah. I'm like, does he have to cut his grass with the shirt off?
Yeah.
Really?
He just cut
this
it yesterday. Yeah.
How much can this guy swim in his pool?
Marvin, who do you not want to live next to?
I'm going to go Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Ben Affleck just never looks happy.
I know.
And there's a lot of fighting there.
Yes. Oh, it's awkward the next morning. Oh, good morning, Ben. Oh,
sorry, Ben.
Well, what's funny, Affleck would want Marvin as a neighbor. Hey, someone to hang out with. This is great. Marv, little hands.
Yeah, but I don't think Ben always seems miserable. And then J-Lo has to explain why Ben is not miserable. Paulie, who do you not want to live next to?
I feel bad piling on this guy, but it's the first name that popped in my head. Justin Bieber. I know it's been a long time since he's done the crazy stuff in the neighborhood, but I don't know. I think there'd be a lot of drama at the house.
Okay. I was going to say anybody in ESPN management, but that's not what I'm going to say, Todd. No. I'm not saying
that's
that.
That's not what you're going to say.
Kicking them while they're down. Everybody's taking shots at them, naming names, formerly randomly, you know, anonymous people.
I would say the Kardashians. I would not want to live next to the Kardashians.
But you could be on an episode.
I do not want to be on an episode of the Kardashians.
It's hard when there's a production truck outside every single day.
Yeah, that it just wouldn't be good. Wouldn't go well. Okay. That's the celebrity you'd like to and not like to live next to. Hello, friends. What about Jim Nance as a serial killer? Could you see someone like Jim Nance being a... Hello,
Dan.
Hello, friends. Hello, friends.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.